This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome back to another episode of A Gift of Life. These series are done to the love of my life, to my daughter. Now it's time. These are the beautiful words I heard from your mother. I couldn't believe it myself, wallahi. I thought she was joking. Maybe she's trying to pull a fast one. But it was the best gift. You know why? Because you were born on the same day I was born in. I couldn't have asked for any better gift. When she said it's time, I didn't know what to do. I ran all over the place. I didn't know what to wear. I just wanted to take your mother to the hospital as soon as possible. Just because I was selfish. I wanted to see your beautiful face. Your mom had seen difficulties though, so I will remind you a little bit later about that. Because it's a debt you have to repay. So I do wonder what you will sound like. I always did. I thought about how beautiful you look, what sound you'll make, what kind of person you'll be. So we waited for you for a long time. But I'm sure you'll be worth the wait. You know, I told your mother something that I'll never forget. I was there, and I've seen something I'll also never forget. And I don't ever want you to forget this. Your mother has seen death to give you life. She'll be losing sleep to make sure that you do. She's going to go hungry to feed you, and she's going to go thirsty to quench your thirst. She's going to devote her whole life to make sure you're raised to be a righteous child that you are. I promise you we'll be there for you. I promise I'll spend the time with you, because I know if I'm not there for you in the beginning, you'll not be there for me in the end. And it's a debt I have to repay. So please remember, if your mother has made the noise when she got up and got down, she couldn't hardly move, difficulty sleep, please honor that and remember, you'll be a mother one day yourself. I do remember, however, having the honor to cut the cord. But I'll never cut you off. You'll always be attached to my heart. I held a lot of things in my hand. But again, nothing like always remember the first time I held you in my hand. I held you like a football. I was so proud. I was showing you to everyone, subhanAllah. So what a beautiful miracle that Allah gave us. And I remember now, it's true, I'm a father all of a sudden. This young kid that used to run around, walk around, playing around, I now have a full responsibility. I am responsible over a human being. Do you believe it? I couldn't believe it myself. Yeah, that changed my life indeed. I do remember rushing back from work just to hold you, just to hug you. I forgot all my miseries, subhanAllah. When I looked at your beautiful face, smile, that was good enough for me. When I held you in my arms, as if I held the whole world in my arms. Wallahi, I was so happy. Words cannot explain. So I remember the sunnah is about the dua when someone is born. It says, Burakallahu lakum fima huwa wa shakarta al-wahib wa rizqta birrahu wa balagha adadahu wa shada azrahu wa anbathahu Allah nabatan hasana. This is me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give you the blessed, many careful, grateful ways of givers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you a righteous child. Grow them to be a healthy and strong and good role model for you and others. I remember also going through the path on the seventh day. I want to share a story with you because I know you love stories. I know you love to read books. The first story is I'm going to do with you is the adhan. You know, the first thing you heard in your right ear is Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. You know what that means, my child? It means Allah is greater than what? Than everything. That story is to emphasize that fact exactly. It was one of the companions, may Allah be pleased with all of them. He had a hammer, an axe in his arm. And as he was striking down on the wood to chop it, he heard, Allahu Akbar. You know what he did? Exactly what I said. Allahu Akbar, God is greater. So he let go the axe from his hand. And he was asked, how come? He says, لا بورك في طرقة نودي عليها الصلاة. This strike is not blessed if you hear a caller saying, Allahu Akbar, from the seventh heaven. God is greater, and you actually keep looking at that movie. You're actually saying, Allah is not greater. Allah is not Akbar. This movie is Akbar. This match is Akbar. This whatever it is that I'm doing is Akbar. I'm surfing, I'm talking. No, not my child. La wallahi. I know who you are. I know how I'm going to raise you. So I will teach you. As soon as you hear Allahu Akbar, you're going to do the same thing as that sahabi. He let go. So whatever it is that you have in your hand, whether it's a pen, a phone, a remote, you need to let go because you hear it. And the story of the adhan is amazing. I want you to make sure that you understand what it means so you'll never forget it. You see, the scholars say the word Allahu Akbar is repeated so many times to remind us. And if it doesn't get to us, you know what he says? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. You know what that means? I believe there's only one deity deserving to be worshipped. So why are we worshipping the dollar and the cents? Why are we worried about the professors and the ones who are in control of our lives? Not hereafter. And we forget that the one that is in control of us in the hereafter is Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. So we're not going to let go of the one that has the controls for heaven and hell, and he's the one that's going to be asking us in the grave. So we have to have our priorities straight. So when you hear Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, mean it, my dear daughter. There is only one deity deserving to be worshipped. So I'm not going to enslave to myself to anyone except Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. So I'm going to be free from my own whims and desires. So if we don't go into that, we say Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Are we really the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The one that we have to follow suit? The one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ. He is your role model, follow him. If you want me to love you, follow him. So he's reminding us in the adhan, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. This is the ummah of Rasulullah that prayed in jama'ah 5 times in the masjid. I know you're not to be in the masjid 5 times a day. It is upon boys, but it is permissible for the daughters. One day I want to take you with me. I want you to remember the adhkar. I want to teach you the remembrance of Allah during the day and remembrance of Allah during the night to protect yourself. And after that, Allahu Akbar. And after Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa after Ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah, if you didn't get it so far, he will tell you straight up, Hayya ala salah, come to prayer. And if you're still oblivious to the fact of what the caller is calling about, you're worried about your success, he says, Hayya ala falah, come to success. Because our success is on our relationship to Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. And we're leaving the one that has control of us and our success to one that doesn't. So you have to have your priorities straight, my dear. And then after this, he repeats it again. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. And then I remember when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also did tahniq. When you take a puree of a date, place it in the ceiling of the mouth of the child. It's a beautiful thing. You know what it is? It is a beautiful start with the date that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah and blessings and protection to start with that beautiful day on your seventh day. And I also remember calling you because in Islam we're supposed to call our child on the seventh day. And the scholars say there are 3 conditions. To give him beautiful name and it resembles the righteous and it cannot be so difficult and nobody will make a mockery or fun of that name. depending where you live. So we called you Dana, a beautiful name indeed. Subhanallah. You know what it means? It means a big pearl. And a big pearl you grew up to be indeed. Your mother gave you that name. I actually wanted to call you something else. I had no choice. After I've seen what your mother has gone through, I gave her choice. It's only fair. We did shave your hair reluctantly. It was a beautiful hair. And we're supposed to give it in gold because you're worth your weight in gold. We did give aqiqah. It was one for you and two for your brother, according to the hadith. You know why? Because we spread that joy with everybody. Bring everybody in to make dua so they will be joyous with us and take away the enmity and jealousy and malice from the hearts and the illness of the heart from everyone. So they'll be happy for us, not jealous of us. And you know why? Because you came through halal sources. So we declare you to everyone. We're happy to celebrate a new life. And we're happy that you came to us safe and sound. And that's why the scholars say, it is a aqiqah that we thank Allah and free you from being enslaved. That you came from the jinn, from meaning from the janin, from the unseen to the real ins, where we can see you from safe and sound. Ya salam. Your mom has done an amazing job. May Allah bless her, Ya Rab. Ameen. You know when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْوَالِدُوتَ يُرْضِعْنَ أَوْلَدَهُنَّ حَوْلَيْنِ كَامِلَيْنِ لِمَنْ أَرَادَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَتِمَّ الرَّضَاعَةَ وَعَلَى الْمَوْلُودَ لَهُ رِزْقُهُنَّ وَكِسْوَتُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Those who want to fulfill the 2 years of suckling for their children and the parents, for them for desire they want to complete the term of suckling, and for the father that shall be bearing the cost of the mother and the food for clothing on a reasonable basis. So I knew I had to pay my dues. I knew I was responsible, not just to put the food on the table, clothes on your back, and roof over your head. I was responsible for you because I remembered again when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that they will come and you will be responsible for them. And that's why I'm going to leave you. I am responsible for you. So I promise you again, I won't let you down.